Author Addie E. Kitchens opens her debut novel with ferocity and flair. Reverend Sabre Winfrey Jr. believed without a shadow of a doubt that an idle mind was the devil's workshop, she writes. But an idle hand belonged on a behind. Dominion is the story of the Winfrey family of the Mississippi Delta. Reverend Sabre Winfrey and his wife Priscilla have 5 sons. He is the prosperous and respected pastor of the Seven Seals Missionary Baptist Church. He also owns the town barbershop, a radio station, and various pieces of real estate. Priscilla has a bad hip and an alcohol and pill problem. Their youngest son, Manny, is a talented musician and star of the high school football team. They call him Wonder Boy. He also has inherited his father's misogyny and sense of sexual entitlement. And we get to know Diamond, an unrooted girl who devotes herself to Manny. The Winfrey family seems righteous on the surface, but just below, a darkness simmers and threatens to reveal a much more sinister reality. The story is told primarily through Priscilla and Diamond's points of view. Kitchens nails the alternating narrators, and the women's voices offer a vivid portrait of the church and its people. One key plot point is somewhat confusing, but the story moves at a thrilling clip. Dominion explores themes like generational trauma, sexism, poverty, and privilege. Ultimately, it's a provocative look at the crushing power of patriarchy. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.